Hey, this is Kyle Clark. You're listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News and streaming live same time on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com. Tina Peters will soon be a free woman, free to return home here to Mesa County, where she led a breach of the voting systems that she was entrusted with as the county clerk. Peters never did find the evidence that she was looking for to support President Trump's election rigging claims. In fact, the biggest win that Peters will deliver to the movement to overturn American elections will be the coming celebration of her release, thanks to Democratic Governor Jared Polis, who today announced he will free her 1 year into her 9-year sentence. This is an act of clemency unlike any other by Governor Polis, who today struggled in a conversation with me to explain why Peters is more deserving of that mercy than the scores of other inmates in Colorado who have legitimate complaints about their sentence, but don't have President Trump raining down retribution on Colorado until they're freed. For starters, Polis has previously told me and you that remorse must be present for clemency. Governor Polis, Tina Peters has repeatedly, hundreds if not thousands of times since her crimes, talked about how she is not the least bit remorseful. But now she's written on a piece of paper that she's remorseful. Do you believe her?
This is where you have to be very careful. I don't think that she's remorseful for the opinions that she has or her belief in conspiracies. There might be 1 or 2%, even more of the population that believes things that are like that. The answer to that is not to put them in prison for what they say or for their beliefs.
Will you be extending the mercy of your clemency to other inmates in Colorado who, like Tina Peters, are not really remorseful and do not take accountability for their crimes?
I expect I'll do another round in November and December, or December when I've had a chance to look through these. And absolutely, I hope that there are other cases of a disparate sentence that is very different and beyond the pale for the crime that somebody committed that I can adjust through the clemency process.
Last question for you, Governor. You've made clear that you do not want to see Tina Peters punished for her speech. You've also made clear in conversations with me previously that if she is released, as you are now doing, that your only concern is that she doesn't commit crimes in the future. But the fact is, I've read every single one of your commutation letters, and in all of them, you talk specifically about how you believe that the inmate you're releasing is going to lead a productive life that will benefit their community and our state. We both know that Tina Peters is going to go out and help President Trump continue his work to undermine American elections and democracy. Given your previous focus and commutations on how people are going to spend their time after you release them, are you comfortable with enabling that?
Look, Tina Peters needs to follow the law like any other Coloradan, like any other American. Her beliefs are her beliefs. I vehemently disagree with much of what she has to say, certainly her conspiratorial beliefs. But the case to prosecute that is in the public. It's going on your show. It's disputing her incorrect information and data. It's not to lock somebody up because they believe something that is not only unpopular and incorrect, but also conspiratorial and potentially dangerous. That's not the country we live in. I believe in free speech. All Americans, regardless of their beliefs, need to follow our laws.
I asked Governor Polis if clemency for Tina Peters was an effort to stop President Trump's punishment of Colorado. Polis sidestepped the question, but he accurately noted that Trump has a list of grievances against this state. I also spoke today with Mesa County's Republican District Attorney Dan Rubenstein, who prosecuted Tina Peters. He told me that Polis's decision sends a bad message that powerful interests like President Trump control our judicial system. And the DA said he thinks Polis has a bad understanding of how his decision will go over in this deeply Republican county.
Well, Governor Polis doesn't live in this community, and Judge Barrett, who sentenced her, does. And the three county commissioners, who are all Republican, who asked me to bring the case, they all live in this community, and all the citizens who had our name dragged through the mud. I mean, look at this beautiful place we live in, and having our, you know, our county's name dragged through the mud for years, it really shows that he's not in touch with what we went through. And as the lawyer elected to represent the citizens of Mesa County in criminal matters, I know what my citizens feel, and they feel like the sentence was appropriate. So I feel like he's just out of touch with Western Colorado.
Tina Peters' legal team actually found out officially about the commutation from us. Our Marshall Zellinger spoke with her attorney, John Case, who got a surprise phone call during the middle of the interview.
No, what I'm saying is true.
She regrets some of the decisions she made. Who wouldn't?
Tina Peters' attorney, John Case, shared with us her statement of contrition that Peters included in her clemency request. The first sentence, "I made mistakes, and for those, I am sorry." Case had not yet talked with Peters when this happened during our conversation.
Well, I'm really anxious to talk to her, but she has a lot of calls to make, I'm sure.
Do you know if she knows?
There she is. I'm on a Zoom call now with Marshall Zellinger from Channel 9. He asked me if I had spoken with you, and I said, no, I hadn't. So I'm really glad you called. Congratulations, Tina.
We're pretty furious and disgusted and deeply disappointed in the decision that has been made.
Republican Weld County Clerk Carly Coppice got a call directly from Polis before the commutation announcement. Clerks had voiced concern about harassment, intimidation, and threats from election conspiracies pushed by Peters.
Do you feel this decision by the governor puts your safety at risk?
I think that we focus on security as it is in a whole.
Republican Clerk Bobby Gross has Peters' old job in Mesa County. She did not hear from the governor individually and said she'll do everything she can to keep her employees safe from any potential threats.
I do have concerns about election employees, election judges saying, you know, it's not worth it. We don't want to have any part of it, and that's unfortunate.
Peters' letter of remorse also included this. I condemn any and all bullying, threats, and acts of violence against voters, county clerks, election workers, and other public officials.
We're all going to have to really take a step back and double check that we are doing everything we can to not only protect our offices, but us individually as well.
You name a Democrat in Colorado today, and they have all spoken out against this decision and in support of clerks. Universal opposition, Kyle, from Polis' own party.
Yeah, and the fact that people think that it might actually put election workers in more physical danger. Marshall Zellinger, thank you. Democratic Attorney General Phil Weiser told me today he believes that Polis' commutation of Peter's sentence is a historic mistake and a threat to the rule of law. A.G. Weiser also said that recent American history proves out that people and organizations that bow down to President Trump don't win in the long run.
The president's going to go on to his next set of grievances. He's also said he doesn't like that Colorado has a mail-in balloting system. So what happens next? He starts saying, here's the next set of punishments because you have this mail-in balloting system, and I expect you to change it, just like you took action on Tina Peters. In short, Kyle, I believe this action will make Colorado more vulnerable to coercion, to bullying, and to harm from this administration.
Now, certainly, there are Republicans in Colorado and across the country that are celebrating Governor Polis' decision. I talked late this afternoon with Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who represented Mesa County back when Peters committed her crimes here before Boebert switched districts. And Boebert says that she hopes that Peters' pending release will cause the Trump administration to ease up on some of its punishment of this state, like denying FEMA disaster aid for devastating wildfires on the western slope. And Boebert's new district on the eastern plains has also been hurt by Trump's retaliation against Colorado. Trump blocked Congress's unanimous plan to finish the long-awaited Arkansas Valley conduit to bring clean drinking water to southern Colorado.
I think it's very unfortunate that any punishment was being brought to Colorado because of Tina's incarceration. Regardless, I have been fighting to get the Arkansas Valley Conduit Project completed and that water delivered to my constituents in southeast Colorado. We were told that Tina was the reason that we couldn't get water to southeast Colorado. And so I would hope that those kind of tactics would end. And I do want to say thank you so much to Governor Polis for doing the right thing with Tina.
It's not clear if Tina Peters is going to return home here to Mesa County. She certainly is very unpopular with some in this community, including its Republican leaders who blame her for the $1 million plus they had to spend to replace their voting systems after her breach, as well as the public humiliation that she caused this community. Today, GOP District Attorney Dan Rubenstein told me she made Mesa County a national laughingstock. But hey, while we're here, what do you say we celebrate some of the best of this community? In downtown Grand Junction, there is a place called the Joseph Center that is changing lives. And they're the focus of this week's Word of Thanks Microgiving campaign. Their specialty is helping women and families escape homelessness or prevent them from falling into homelessness in the first place. Sometimes that means a rent deposit. That means substance abuse classes. That means parenting classes to help people reconnect with their kids. And when they do, when they get wins in any of those areas of life, they ring the bell there at Joseph Center. And the bell rings a lot. The woman who leads that team told me that everybody who walks through their door is somebody's mom or grandma or sister, and they need to be served with dignity, whatever that means in their life. They told me that if they do their job right at the Joseph Center here in Mesa County, they will not see those guests again. I think we have the opportunity to stand behind this community, despite the fact that they're in the news today for some maybe not so great reasons, and to show our appreciation for the good that is being done here in Grand Junction. To join me and a bunch of other Coloradans in giving to the Joseph Center, scan the QR code on your screen or text the word thanks to 303-871-1491. I'll never ask you to give if I don't, so as always, I'll match the first 50 donations of $5 to get us started. And an enormous thank you to the nearly 8,000 of you who have signed up to make a monthly donation to the Word of Thanks Fund. You put in your information one time, pick a donation amount, and your generosity helps every single nonprofit we feature, starting each campaign with about $50,000.
Every region freezes out sometimes, and this was just our year.
A historic drought and a hard freeze wiped out farmers' peaches in parts of the Western Slope. And we'll visit the campus of Colorado Mesa University and talk with student journalists ahead of their commencement tomorrow. And they'll take over our favorite Friday segment to celebrate the wins in this community that do not always make the news on the Front Range. Next. Colorado's Western Slope is famous, of course, for its Palisade peaches and its acres of orchards. But this year, there are some farmers in Paonia and in Delta County who lost everything due to our wild weather. Our Mark Salinger is there.
In a quiet corner of Colorado, nothing sounds easy this year.
Hit another rock.
Fruit farming in Paonia right now feels like being stuck in between a rock and a dry place for Harrison Topp.
H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N spells Harrison.
You couldn't blame him if you were a little less cheerful after the winter and spring he's had.
It's not cathartic, no. But it is made harder by the fact that this ground is bone dry.
Like most other farmers across the state, Top Farms in Delta County was hit hard by the drought.
I watch the weather apps like some people scroll social media. The reality is it has been worse than I could have imagined, in part because some of the dry conditions have caused issues with the infrastructure, hillslides, mudslides that have prevented us from irrigating for weeks at a time.
A warm March caused the peach trees to bud earlier. Then the freeze came in April.
We lost everything, as did most of our neighbors. Let's go ahead and say all of our neighbors.
An entire year's worth of peaches gone overnight.
The days and weeks since then have been a mixture of, hey, it's okay, we'll make it through this, and gosh, what are we doing? Like the day that we had to send our crew home was as rough a day as I've had on the farm.
Between the drought and the freeze, Harrison had to say goodbye to his visa workers from Mexico, a team he knows counts on him every year.
Sending the crew home was a really difficult inflection point where suddenly it began to feel real.
But the work doesn't stop.
So there's no fruit on anything, but you know, these trees are our livelihood. We're gonna need to feed, weed, and water these trees all season to ensure that they're ready for us next year.
Next year, he's excited to give the state the fruit they love.
Oh, the payoff is biting into a big, juicy, sloppy peach. I mean, it's the best. It's the best feeling in the whole world. Like seeing little kids walk around Denver or walk around a farmer's market, face dripping, it's like, it's the best.
Looking forward to those moments makes it easier in a season that's been anything but quiet. In Paonia, for Next, I'm Mark Salinger.
Meteorologist Chris Bianchi, obviously those farms will take any drop of rain they can get. Not today, though. That rain's far on the other side of the divide.
Just as a reminder for my friends in eastern Colorado and the Denver metro area, the way that Paonia and the Western Slope gets their rain is very different from the way that we get our rain here in the metro area. So the rain that we're going to get this weekend and early next week, unfortunately, will not help out our friends out on the Western Slope. They need it, but we will get some mountain snow. A couple chances for severe weather for both tomorrow and Sunday. Highest risk will be tomorrow. Denver area will see the most coverage in those showers and storms on Sunday. And some decent rain. Hey, this is good news, but again, that will not affect areas west of the Continental Divide. They mostly get skunked by this 7-day forecast. A cool, wet day on Monday. Storms around both days this weekend, and then we'll dry out and warm up next week with highs back near 80 next Friday.
News of the day is I get to come to a baseball game with my friends.
You know, Colorado Mesa University is a sneaky good sports school in Colorado. I mean, baseball's great, beach volleyball, women's basketball, national women's rugby champs. Let's celebrate some wins on the Western Slope next. Welcome back to Mesa County and the beautiful campus of Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction, where I'll have the honor of speaking to graduates at tomorrow's commencement. And welcome into CMU TV, where the journalists of tomorrow are practicing their trade. We figured if we're going to be here and meet a bunch of them, why not allow them to carry on our Friday tradition, 495 weeks strong. So they went into their community with our favorite Friday question. What's your good news?
My good news of the day is that I can enjoy the sunny weather here in Grand Junction, Colorado.
My good news of the day is I'm here with family out in Grand Junction just to kind of enjoy the Mesa baseball and watch them win.
My good news of the day is I get to come to a baseball game with my friends.
I'm at a baseball game, staying warm. All the kids back here having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can you say yeah?
Yeah.
My good news of the day is that I'm hiking in the Colorado National Monument, and this is God's country, and now I'm just waiting for the bighorn sheep to show up.
My good news of the day is that we are on a fantastic tour of national monuments and parks. We are here at the Colorado National Monument and just enjoying the beauty of the Southwest.
My name is Taylor, and my good news of the day is it is 81 degrees and sunny at Colorado Mesa.
My good news of the day is that I got grant funding for summer research.
Hi, Rowdy, what's your good news of the day?
My good news of the day is I'm finally graduating. Shout out to the class of 2026.
That's great stuff. We've got feedback tonight from some of the CMU TV team that put together that piece. Thank you all very much. We'll be back with feedback next. Feedback tonight from a viewer named DJ about Governor Polis's commutation of Tina Peters' sentence. DJ writes, "I hope Polis is only remembered for this. I will do everything in my power to make sure this is all he is remembered for." It's an interesting question, DJ, and one that I wasn't ready to talk about yet today, but it's something that I have spent some time thinking about. What will be Governor Polis's legacy, and to what extent will the freeing of Tina Peters play a part in it? A note here, what's the reason behind the Grand Junction newscast seems rather opportune to be there today for a big story? That is a very fair question. There's no secret conspiracy. I'm here to speak at Colorado Mesa University's commencement tomorrow. We planned this trip for a long time. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News, streaming live, same time, on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com. Next producer is Mallory Harris. Our digital producer is Marilyn Moore. Our visual editor is Jeff Sartell. Our reporters include Marshall Zellinger, Mark Salinger, Angeline McCall, and Evan Kruel. Misty Montano is 9 News' digital director. I'm Kyle Clark. I'll see you next time.